Well, it has become an annual event that men from across the region look forward to. It is the 6th annual Holy League Catholic Men's Conference. It's coming up on Saturday, November 6th. It's going to be a holy and packed day at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Salem. And joining me today to give us a rundown is Deacon James Thurman, one of the organizers and speakers this year. Good morning, Deacon James. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
As I said, an event so many men are looking forward to. Deacon, you've been involved with the conferences since its beginning. Kind of share with our listeners about why 6 years ago you decided this was an event that needed to happen in the Pacific Northwest.
Well, we had a men's conference through the years, and then it kind of died out. And I talked to one of the organizers of that, and they wanted me to take up the reins after a year off of a men's conference. And so I started to learn about conferences, and I realized one thing that with successful men's conferences is the shepherd is always there. And so I make it a great effort for the Archbishop to be there to celebrate Mass with us and speak with us. And that's how it's been from the very beginning in 2016. And kind of rebranding it, naming it Holy League. And it really got started through the fruits of doing the Holy League Holy Hour, which is something that started back in Wisconsin under Father Rick Howman and Cardinal Raymond Burke. And it's encouraging men to do a monthly Holy Hour at your parish with the pillars of going to adoring our Lord together, praying the rosary together, going to confession together, and having fraternity. And so one thing I've always cheerleaded throughout the conference is establish a Holy League in your local deanery or vicariate so men can get united and under the great spiritual practices that we should be part of our regular lives, but do it together as men. And after a year of doing that at St. Joseph in Salem, the fruit of the Holy League doing a conference came about. A lot of men got together, and we decided let's do this. And it's been changing lives, praise God, since going into now just the 6th year.
Deacon James, I've had an opportunity on the Morning Blend to talk with a couple of the other speakers. Dr. Dan Schneider and Gabriel Castillo both will be on hand that day. And both of them really talked about how men need to lead their families by the example. Kind of share with our listeners, you know, how that theme, how that idea of a call to put on the armor of God is going to be interwoven throughout the day.
Yes. We have this theme about strengthening the man, you strengthen the family. You strengthen the family, you strengthen the church. And you strengthen the church, you change and fix the culture. And so that's been the theme that if you want to heal families, you want to heal marriages, you want to strengthen the church, it starts with fatherhood, Christian fatherhood. And that's been under attack. And so we're trying to encourage men, showing what true Christian masculinity looks like, that it's really about virtue and being a strong, courageous man for Christ, and about saving their own souls first and foremost, and as their vocations as husbands and fathers, it's the soul of their wife and their children is the highest priority before anything else in their life. And so that's what we're trying to get men grounded in.
Oh, servant leadership indeed. Deacon James Thurman joining me today. Deacon James is one of the organizers and speakers of this year's annual Holy League Catholic Men's Conference. It is coming up on November 6th. Well, as always, you said that you want to have your shepherd available. He will be there, and he'll be there early to celebrate a very special Mass at 7 a.m. This Mass, in fact, open, well, to the whole family. Tell us a little bit about a low pontifical Latin Mass.
Well, a theme that we've been doing the last few years is exposing men to the traditional Mass, just because a lot of men haven't experienced it before, and just it's a beautiful tradition of the church that that we've been doing the past few years, and with the Archbishop again celebrating with us. Pontifical usually means that's the Archbishop is the main celebrant, and there is some singing parts. There's the organ. There's some parts of the Mass that are sung, but it is a low Mass, so it's not a long sung-out Mass. It has a lot of quiet, and it's shorter, but it shows the Archbishop getting vested in on the high altar, which is a very unique look, and then, of course, seeing the bishop celebrate the Latin Mass is a very unique opportunity also. So and this beautiful part is families can come. It's open to the public, and then after that, everyone's dismissed, and the men begin the conference.
Oh, sounds like it's going to be a wonderful day. And again, it is coming up on November 6th. Deacon James, the theme is Lepanto, a call to put on the armor of God. And Father Eric Anderson will also have a kind of a presentation around this theme. Tell us a little bit more about it.
Yes. So Father Anderson will be reciting G.K. Chesterton's famous poem of Lepanto. And it's meant to be kind of a dramatic reading of it. And with Father Anderson's background in drama in his early degree, he'll do a fantastic job. A lot of people are really looking forward to hearing this. It's a famous poem that talks about the battle, kind of a historic rendition. And he's been looking forward to it. He knows a couple priests, he personally knows, that are friends of his who has it, the whole thing memorized. So a lot of people have the whole thing memorized. He's going to give it a shot, and of course he'll have the text in front of him, but it'll be a great way to kick off the conference with kind of getting the historic background and kind of dramatizing what happened that day back in 1571.
Well, that happened because of Our Lady's intercession and through her powerful Holy Rosary. We know that it's also going to be another central theme of the 6th Annual Holy League Catholic Men's Conference. Deacon James, well, it's always a packed house. You encourage men to pre-register. Where can they find more information about the day and also the pre-registration?
Yes, it's not too late, of course. You could register all week, and we are accepting walk-ins, so you could come in with your check at the check-in table and register. But we're just encouraging everyone to register as soon as they can. But I'm on social media, and you'll see flyers and links, but the website is theholyleague.org, all one word, lowercase, and that's where you'll be able to see the schedule for the day and the click to register. And we're really pushing that this is a father and son event, so there's a discount if you bring together with your son. There's a discount there.
It sounds excellent. A great day for fathers and sons to come together. Deacon James, again, we pray for you, pray for all of the speakers and for the men who will be attending. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, and God bless.
And God bless you, too. And again, that is Deacon James Thurman. So the Holy League Men's Catholic Conference coming up on November 6th. You can find all the details that Deacon James was talking about, because I'll be sure to add that link to the podcast of this interview. You're going to be able to find that at materdeiradio.com or on our app, Hail Mary Media.